Good afternoon. It is 4:47 on Saturday, October 20th. I know that I have reviewed Norway Brewing Company before, but I have to review last week's Hogtoberfest that Norway Brewing Company put on. Oh my God, it was fantastic. Terry and I did not do the ticket where you got, which was $30 per person. Each person would get, each ticket holder would get two 12-ounce beers and all you could eat pig. Just with what we had going on with the car repairs and so forth. We did, when we realized that they were having an a la carte menu as well, had to go check it out. It was awesome. It was so good. And they always do pork, right? Especially pork belly, which, of course, my go-to. We popped in, and what we ended up having was the... let me pull up the menu that they had for Hogtoberfest. Crumbs, just a second here. We had the sticky Vietnamese pork belly, which was... And this thing is as slow as molasses going uphill in January. Here we go. The Vietnamese Sticky Pork Belly. House-smoked pork belly in orange ginger hoisin sauce with house-made cucumber kimchi. Yum and oh, yum. Just letting you know, having the a la carte, I was kicking myself for not saying, fuck it. Let's do the all-you-can-eat. Next year... I'm going to know better, and it's going to be the all-you-can-eat, because I really wanted to try all the other cuts and so forth. It was really good. The cucumber kimchi, I wouldn't have even thought to have done something like that, and it was really good. I probably could have eaten a whole, if they jarred it up and sold it, I'd probably eat a whole jar of the stuff. I mean, maybe not in one sitting, but it was, awesome. The pork belly, I can't rave enough about their pork belly when they do it. And, the sauce, the glaze was phenomenal. Would have liked to have had a little bit more than two pieces, but, it was really good. And Terry and I decided that we were going to top it off with a little bit of dessert. They had a maple bacon, donut, for dessert. So we grabbed that, and that was really, really good as well. Their donuts are huge. It definitely takes care of two people. If I try to eat one myself, if I'm lucky, I can, get about 2/3 in me, and then I'm just like, as my, ex-mother-in-law used to say, I filled up on bread. I would just be like, it's really, really good, and, I don't regret it, but... definitely it will take care of two people. So, again, as always, if you have the opportunity, if you're in the Oxford Hills area, pop into Norway Brewing Company, well worth it. And if you're in the area when they do their next Hogtoberfest, definitely check it out. And I'm going to say that, they had the a la carte option, but I definitely think that the all-you-can-eat ticket with the two beers is well worth it. I'm next year, that's on the menu for me. I don't know about what the missus says as far as she goes, but I know that I will definitely be able to pack away enough to satisfy my wallet. You know, so as always, you know, Norway Brewing Company is on, Main Street, Norway. Their, you know, physical address, if you want to punch it into your GPS, is 237 Main Street, Norway, Maine, 04268. They're in the old Trolley House restaurant, or in the old Trolley House building. And their hours have changed for the fall and winter months and into spring, obviously. They're closed on Mondays now. Tuesday through Friday, they are open from 4 in the afternoon to 9 in the evening. And then Saturdays and Sundays, they're open from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon for brunch. They close for an hour to kind of get things turned over and ready for their dinner menu. And their dinner, they're open for dinner from 4 in the afternoon to 9 in the evening, Saturday and Sunday. So please, again, pop in, check them out. You will not be disappointed. Another thing I'd like to do is throw a shout out to Java Joe's up in Farmington, Farmington, Maine. I was up there a couple weeks ago picking up my kiddo and their partner to just bring them home for a weekend away from UMF. And so the kiddo and I stopped into Java Joe's and each had a coffee drink. I can't remember what the kiddo got. I think they got a coffee, hot cocoa type mix thing. I'm not sure. I can't remember the name of it. The kiddo really enjoyed it. I had a cappuccino, and they did a really good job on it. I was really happy. They have a, you know, their menu as far as what they have for drinks and food is, you know, pretty kind, you know, a little eclectic, you know, but then again, it's, you know, you're in a college town. You know, they of course have your traditional cafe type drinks. Let me see here. And there we go. Farmington main menu. And let's see. Yeah, Java Joe's Farmington. And of course, my computer is taking its sweet time getting its little ass in gear. But there we go. Yeah, crumbs. I guess they don't have their... I was hoping that they had their menu up so I could give a rundown of the various styles of drinks they have. I mean, obviously, they have lattes, cappuccinos, macchiatos, you know, good old regular coffee, you know, and they... but I was hoping... Here we go. Well, regrettably, it doesn't look like they really have their drink menu or anything like that up. So, as I said, I was hoping I could give you a rundown as to all the types of coffee drinks and various sandwiches that they have, but be that as it may, really nice little coffee shop right in downtown Farmington, right at the edge of downtown Farmington. Nice laid-back atmosphere. You don't feel rushed. You can take your time, sit for a spell and visit with, you know, whomever you're with. staff was very friendly, and you know, it's like I said, convenient. It's walking distance from the college. Well, hell, anything in downtown Farmington is walking distance from the college anyway. But you know, if you're up in the Farmington area and you're looking for a good cup of coffee or cappuccino, latte, macchiato, what have you, pop into Java Joe's in Farmington. And, you know, until next week. Oh, and by the way, their hours are 6 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 7 to 4. And Sunday, 8 to 3. Sorry about that. Anyway, folks, have a great rest of your day and a good rest of your week. I'll talk to you next Saturday, the 27th. And you folks have a great time.